Hi, and welcome to this demo of the first maiden flight, as it were, with me flying my Tello EDU drone outside in the garden, of course, using Swift Playgrounds on my Mac. Now, just to let you know where I am, I'm currently sitting in the sunshine, a bit of sunshine coming underneath the pergola I'm currently sitting under at my lovely outdoor dining room table, which has currently still got the dust cover on it because it's early in the morning, because I wanted to make sure I had plenty of sunshine to fly the drone around the garden, because as I might have mentioned on Twitter, if this little drone sees a bit of shade sometimes, it gets a bit confused because of its camera, I guess, to make sure it doesn't run into anything, because you can fly it indoor as well as outdoor, that I'm about to do. So what I've currently got in front of me is my MacBook Pro 16, my Tello EDU drone, of course my iPhone that I'm currently doing this recording on, and I've also got a little charging box here. If I open up the lid, inside there I've actually got three Tello EDU drone batteries that I've been cycling through when on the weekend before
login,
I did this
window,
demo.
Login, window, logged in David Woodbridge, button,
my
login,
Mac
finder, applications, window.
Point. Before I did this demo, I recycled around these four batteries because you remember the Tello EDU drone only has a complete flying time in total of 13 minutes per battery. So when I was testing out this code, because remember I'm coding the flight of the drone, it's not free flying, then I had to keep cycling around between all four batteries, including the one in the drone itself, and I had it of course plugged into power, so every time I put the exhausted battery back in the charger, that kept charging up, so by the time I got around to that one again, it was fully charged. So that worked out really well. Alright, so let me just unlock my Mac.
Date modified. Name. Ascending order. Button. You are currently on a...
Alright, it's unlocked. Let me go to my applications folder.
Applications. Now in applications window.
And...
Hey, Playgrounds app application.
Playgrounds.
The third
I
of eight...
typed in PL for Playgrounds. Command O.
Open. Playgrounds. Playgrounds. Window. Tello Space Travel. Uploading. Swift 4.1. Select...
Now that said Tello Space Travel.
Tello Space
uploading.
Travel. Uploading.
Because
Swift 4.1.
Uploading... what I did to the cloud this morning. What I forgot to do when I was doing this on the weekend was I discovered that the tree that I've got my drone flying over in the backyard is not 4 meters clearance, it's actually 5 meters clearance, because I had to get my son to use a garden rake to get it out of the top of the tree, which was quite fun. So I've just made those modifications this morning. So the template you're looking for, let me just get VoiceOver to reread it.
Tello Space Travel, uploading, Swift 4.1.
So Tello Space Travel, because even though this is wanting you to actually fly around a space station, as it were, it does have the edit field where you can actually type in your free coding yourself. You don't actually have to follow what it wants in each exercise, but at the end of each chapter, if you like, you do have a place to type in your own code to practice your space station navigation, flying the drone around it. But as in this case, I just used it to fly around the garden. Now, what I did, and I'll actually explain this as we go through it. So let me do VO space bar, control to space art, open it.
Tello Space Travel, uploading, Swift 4.1. Select goal, fly freely with the command. At the end of each chapter, we provide a page for you to fly Tello with all the commands you have just learned, without any code checking. You can explore the commands and practice whichever way you want.
So basically, you can practice any way you want after you've done the goals before.
Make sure you have enough space to fly. Enjoy. You are currently
sure
on a text element.
Fly, in my case, very important.
Takeoff. Insertion at beginning of text.
Okay.
Takeoff. Edit
so
text.
This is the first line of my new coding exercise myself. Now, what I did for the distant stuff, and I'm about to go into a minute, in good programming coding style, I basically did this one step at a time because I didn't want the drone flying over the fence. flying into the tree, going on top of the shed, hitting the clothesline, etc. So let me just do VO spacebar.
Takeoff. Insertion at begin.
To make sure I'm the right focus. Okay, so I've got takeoff. Now remember, these commands are in proper syntax, so I'm not going to go through every single one. I'll just read them out. But basically, the first one is takeoff, T-A-K-E, capital O-F-F, left paren, right paren, all right? So each one of these, as I did it, I tested it for each line that I added. So when I got to the end of the whole process, I knew that everything was accurate because I was testing flying the drone every single line. So by the time I got to the end of it, It worked, as I just said, and that's the reason why I had to keep changing the batteries. Okay, so we've got takeoff. So this is basically starting at the beginning of my stepping stone footpath that goes around my garden. So it's just round about, where are we? Probably about 3 meters from where I'm sitting. So I'll actually put the drone there in a minute. Okay, so we've got takeoff. I'm pressing down arrow.
Fly forward, CM 500.
Okay, so fly forward, CM 500, 500 centimeters. Now, what I've discovered, and I don't know if it's because of this template, if I try and put anything more than 500 centimeters in, it doesn't like it. So I've had to sort of speed up the distance travel a little bit. So it takes off, which is about a meter up, flies forward 500 centimeters, again following the stepping stones.
Fly forward, CM 200.
So that's the next lot of travel. So again, it flies forward another 200 centimeters.
Turn left, degree 90.
Then it turns left 90 degrees because it has to avoid actually running into my garden shed. So basically now it's going to be paralleling the back fence.
Fly forward, CM 100.
It flies forward 100 centimeters.
Fly up, CM 500.
Now it flies up 500 centimeters. Because that's the height it needs to actually clear the tree properly, not 400.
Fly forward, CM 500.
Okay, and then once it's up in the air 500 centimetres, it has to fly forward 500 centimetres again to actually clear the tree itself as it's flying over it.
Fly down, CM 500.
Then it's going to fly down 500 centimetres, so back to its, you know, cruising altitude of probably 100 centimetres.
Fly forward, CM 100.
It flies forward 100 centimetres. Now, when it turned left at the garden shed and flew up and over the tree and came down again, it's basically still following the stepping stones because the stepping stones also navigate the tree as well. All right, so let me just reread where I've just landed on.
Fly forward, CM 100.
Yep, so after it flies down from the tree height, it flies forward 100 centimetres, and then what it's going to do, it's now going to turn.
Turn left, degree 90.
Turn left, 90 degrees, so now it's facing back towards the house from the backyard fence. And again, it's going to be cruising along the stepping stones right next to my side garden bed, because I'm actually started this whole trip on the right-hand side of the garden. It's now on the left-hand side of the garden in about 3 or 4 metres because that's the garden bed on the side of the house. And I didn't want it flying too close to the next door neighbour's fence just in case it flew over. Okay, so next line.
Fly forward, CM 200.
So it flies forward 200 centimetres. And again, what I'm doing, I'm trying to leave a fair bit of space for a bit of drifting and clearance because the next one is.
Fly up, CM 300.
Fly up 300 centimetres because I want it to miss the clothesline. So it's now gone up 300 centimetres. Remember, it's going to be flying up from its current cruising altitude of 100 centimetres. So down again.
Fly forward, CM 300.
It's going to fly forward 300 centimetres to clear the clothesline.
Turn left, degree 90.
Still at 300 or that height of, remember it's actually 400 centimetres, but as I said, it's up 300 centimetres for the coating. It's turning left. It's going to be flying across the front of the pergola where I'm currently sitting at the back of the house. Okay, so next line.
Fly forward, CM 200.
So it flies forward 200 centimetres.
Fly down, CM 200.
And then I've got the fly down to 200 centimetres.
Fly forward, CM 500.
It flies forward another 500 centimetres.
Fly down, CM 100.
I've got it come down to 100 centimetres again.
Turn left, degree 90.
Now, by this point, it's actually hit the stepping stones. I'm not hit, but it's actually come back to the starting point where it started at, which was the first lot of stepping stones where it first started off, and then it turned left. So it's facing back up towards the garden shed again, except this time what I've got it to do.
Fly forward, CM 300.
It's flying forward 300 centimetres, so not as far as it did in its first forage out there.
Turn left, degree 90.
I've got it to turn left, so now it's pointing across the garden itself.
Fly forward, CM 300.
It's flying forward 300 centimetres.
Fly up, CM 500.
It's flying up 500 centimetres just because I felt like having it go up in the air in the middle of the backyard garden in the grass area.
Fly down, CM 500.
So it flew up 500 centimetres, now flying down 500 centimetres.
Turn left, degree 180.
It's going to turn left 180 degrees, so it's going to basically going to spin around and go back in the direction that it came from.
Fly forward, CM 300.
It's flying forward 300 centimetres to get back over the stepping stones.
Turn right, degree 90.
It's turning right, so then the drone's now facing back towards me to the pergola.
Fly forward, CM 300.
Fly forward 300 centimetres to get back to the beginning stepping stone.
Land.
And then it's going to land. All right, so as you can tell, it's fairly busy. When I start this flying, what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to grab my phone and we're going to walk with the drone around the garden as it's flying this pattern that I've basically pre-programmed. So the next thing I need to do now is make sure it's connected to the drone, i.e. on its Wi-Fi network, because it helps communicate. Grab the drone, which is currently sitting next to the computer, and turn it on by holding a little button in on the side for about 2 seconds. And I'm just going to pop it on the table, first of all, before I move it, to make sure it's actually connected to the Wi-Fi network. So back to my status menu.
Menu bar, Apple. Twitter if Dropbox displays Wi-Fi battery, Wi-Fi, 2 of 4 bars, with Ravenclaw displays menu, Wi-Fi, 2 of 4, turn, Wi-Fi, personal, deed uptick, David's, direct, phone, wipe, southern up, T4, Telo 5989B9.
That's the one, that's the Telo network.
What, playgrounds, window.
Okay, now before I move it, let me just go back and make sure it's connected.
Menu bar, Apple. Gives to a terrific Dropbox displays me Wi-Fi, 4 of 4 bars, with Telo 5000.
There it is, all right. And I'm just going to go over to its starting point. So I'm just going to put it down on the first stepping stone here. There we go. Make sure he's facing forward, not backwards. Right, okay, so let's come back to my Mac. And let's see if we can successfully flight navigate the backyard following my stepping stones. So I'm going to do Command R to fly the drone.
Run my code.
Grab my phone. So it's gone up in the air. I'm standing right next to it. It's going forward. And I'm still walking next to it. It's following the stepping stones. It's pausing. Next 200. Now it's going to turn left. There we go. Now it's going to go up by drone. It's now flying over me. And I'm standing in front of the tree. It's now passing over the top of me very nicely. Now it's coming down. Okay, and now it's turning left. Going forward. I'm standing next to it, it's going up 3 meters. I'm now standing underneath the clothesline. And it's going to go over top of me in a minute. There it goes. I'm still standing underneath it. It's now going to turn left. And now it's going to come down. There we go. It's going forward again. Now it's over the stepping stones. It's going to turn left, now come down. It's going to go forward 300. I'm still following it. I'm facing back towards the shed where it started from. It's going to turn left. Go to the middle of the garden. It's going to go up 5 meters, up in the air. Hello, drone. I'm going to stand underneath it. I can feel the breeze. Back off because it's coming down again. There we go. Beautiful. It's going to do a 180. Lovely. It's going to go back to the stepping stones. Now it's going to turn right. And it's now going to land. There you go. I'm just sitting back down on my chair. I'm just going to quit playgrounds.
Finder, applications, window, list view, table.
I'm going to turn off my drone, holding the button. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. Let's see if my network's gone back to my home network.
Menu bar, Apple. Menu extras, Twitterific, Dropbox of displays, me, Wi-Fi, 4 of 4 bars, with Woody's End.
There we go, back to Woody's End.
Finder, Apple.
Lovely. So with that, I will
Playgrounds
leave you
application.
To it.
The 3rd of April 2020 at 8:48.
As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.